No, it's not essentially rare. These animals do visit the inshore waters around the country this time of the year every year, but it does have to coincide with good weather to get the sightings.
And how many basking sharks, well, on average, would you have in a grouping normally?
Normally small groupings, 2 to 3 sharks in a group. But you will find over the larger area that there is quite a number. We've seen up to 30 kind of in the area at the one time. So, and alongside those sightings, there was sightings often further north and then further south as well. So you're talking about a good number of animals.
And Declan, would you be able to describe to the listener what sort of creature are the basking shark?
The basking shark is, it's the second largest fish we have in the world, just behind the whale shark, which people may know. You're looking at an animal up to 10 metres in length, so very significant in size. They're very unique animals in that they're plankton feeders, very placid, slow moving, absolutely harmless to humans, and you know, an amazing sight in the water.
And Declan, if someone is out on the water, I know at this time, this current weather spell we're experiencing, that a lot of people will hope to get out onto the water, would you advise care around these animals?
Yes, they are slow moving. They are here to feed. They feed on plankton, which is tiny microscopic animals. You will notice green patches in the water, and that's the likely area to see them feeding. You also see their dorsal fin, which is quite pronounced, a big fin, something like out of the Jaws movie, and followed by their tail fin. So they're quite obvious when you get to see them up close. But it would be, yeah, take care out on the water and just knowing that they are about. We do advise, you know, about 10 metres, you know, don't get too close to them. If you are underwater, stop the boat and let them come to you. At least you're interacting then on their terms.